So let's look at these, go through each of these three marks. All conditioned things are impermanent. Sabbe sankhara anicca. Sabbe sankhara anicca. So we've already considered impermanence a little bit when we talked about waking up to the fact of death and its inevitability and its uncertain time. This verse, this line, is pointing to the universality of impermanence. Everywhere we look, whether we look inside ourselves, whether we look at our body, our mind, whether we look outside of ourselves, there is just impermanence. There's things arising and things passing away. There's arising and passing. There is nothing permanent anywhere whatsoever. Galaxies come and go. Worlds come and go. Empires come and go. We see it in, I'm reading just about empires coming and going. I'm reading a wonderful travel book by somebody called Jason Elliott. He's travelling in Iran. And he goes to these places, you know, where the, you know, the old Persian Empire, these fantastic achievements and monuments, and they're just rubble. They're just rubble. You know, in their day, they would have been teeming with life. They're just rubble, forgotten, you know, somewhere up an inaccessible mountain or something. Incredible. We see it in the seasons, you know, summer, this wet and sunny. Summer. Summer changes to autumn, autumn to winter, winter to spring. It's good to just notice the change of the season. That's all describing impermanence. That's all impermanence, just the change of the seasons. Just this constant change, arising, passing, moving on. And it's so very poignant, actually. It's so very poignant. It's just so incredibly beautiful and poignant and kind of sort of melancholy if you're in a particular kind of mood like that. Very kind of Keatsian. Keats is very good, I think, on this. I mean, you look at summer flowers. I'm always amazed looking at summer flowers. You know, the fully opened rose. And we've got some real crackers, haven't we, out in the rose alley. There's these wonderful blooming red roses or white or yellow roses. This fantastic, wonderful coming together. And as soon as they bloom, they're fading. You know, it's like in the fullness of their bloom, they're already fading. I mean, I just think that's incredible. You know, just, you know, they reach that point and then they're going as soon as they've opened. I mean, it's just so extraordinary. There's this fantastic, wonderful coming together of things to make that bloom emerging as this incredible beauty. And it's fading even as it reaches its peak. There's that line that I love quoting, that I've quoted so many times in talks. I mean, I think it's a thing from Heidegger, but it might be Balderized Heidegger. Being never fully flowers. Life, existence, never fully flowers. It's fading as before it fully flowers. It's, I think there's a real insight in that, being never fully flowers. And this impermanent, you know, I think this is important to get hold of, because I think we have this sense that we can have this thing kind of, we can have anything, and we're going to get it in its fullness, but it's fading as soon as we get it, as soon as we get near it. And this impermanence is everywhere. It's woven into life. It's life itself. It's in our relationships. We meet. We come together very significantly sometimes. We come together. Perhaps it's always significant, a meeting. We meet in love and affection. But contained in every meeting is parting. If there's a meeting, there's parting. You know, meeting and parting are just two sides of one coin. Meetings always end in partings. Sooner or later, they end in partings. It doesn't matter how spiritually developed we are. Whoever meets must part. And this is a very poignant moment at the end of the Buddha's life. Where Ananda, his faithful disciple and companion and friend for the last, 40 years of his life, Ananda basically arranged the last days of the Buddha, and you know, he'd gathered everybody around. He'd been extraordinarily busy bringing all these different groups to see the Buddha. And then he realizes that the Buddha is actually about to enter Parinirvana. He's about to die. And he's just completely, he's just overcome. It's just too much. And he goes to, just sort of leans against the door frame of a building, and he's just weeping and just saying, the master is about to pass away. He who is so kind. He remembers the Buddha's kindness, which is a whole lecture in itself. And the Buddha notices that Ananda isn't there, and the monks say, look, you know, he's very upset at what's happening. And the Buddha calls him over and he says, Ananda, haven't I always told you, haven't I always explained that it's impossible for what has come together to last forever? It's impossible. It can't be for what has come together to just stay together. What comes together must part, must break up. It's impossible for it to be otherwise. This is the nature of things. So do not grieve. Don't grieve. Whatever is made must break up, must end. It can't be otherwise. And then he does this wonderful rejoicing in Ananda's merits. So it's all conditioned things are impermanent. And the word for conditioned things is sankhara. Sankhara means that which is put together, that which is constructed, that which is made up of parts, causes and conditions. You know, if it comes together like that, it will break up, it will break down. You know, when the conditions aren't there to support it, it will break down. And the conditions can't always be there to support it, because all conditions, all constructions are just impermanent, all of them. There's nothing which stays the same forever. From our mind and body to the cosmos and everything in between, there is just arising and passing. So we need to learn to see this. And we can try to see, you know, we learn to see this in many ways. We can do it just by reflecting on this verse. All conditioned things are impermanent. Just keep repeating it again and again and yet again. Noticing it, you know, keep repeating it, keep saying it to yourself. And notice that reflected in your experience, in, you know, in yourself and in the world around you. Notice the falling leaves. I mean, already there are falling leaves. You notice the dry leaves around in the courtyard. Just notice those falling leaves. They're telling you something. The petals, you know, just on, you know, on the earth, you know, from the roses. All conditioned things are impermanent. You don't need a teacher to tell you this. I mean, everything is teaching you this. Changes in the body. You know, yet another grey hair. I'm just, every time I have a haircut, you know, it's greyer and whiter. You know, what happened to that dark hair? It's gone. Another line on the face, you know. The breath is so impermanent. The breath is so impermanent. Just notice that. Coming and going, coming and going. You know, you think of the breath as my breath. Like, how can it be? You know, it's coming and going. This whole thing keeps going because of impermanence. Meetings and partings, that's another one. Meetings and partings, that's a reminder. All conditioned things are impermanent.